Welcome to the Christ Community Church Montreat Podcast. Kevin Allman here with Pastor Richard White. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Kevin.
Okay, this is a very short and direct question. But it's just, dear Richard, what's the hardest thing you face in your life and how did you work through it?
Okay. The scariest thing about this question is I probably haven't faced the hardest thing yet.
Yeah. I was thinking about that as I read that question.
I could think of a
That's
lot.
That's true for all of us.
Very, very difficult things still in front of me. Mm-hmm. I haven't lost a parent yet. Mm-hmm. My wife and family are all intact and even brothers and sisters. So I haven't experienced death and loss of family there yet. And I know that's coming sometime. This is a hard question because, I can't say, well, in a former church.
Yeah, right.
But we've been through a lot of very heart-wrenching things in our years here. Certainly the death of Calvin Thielman was very, very difficult for me personally because he was my mentor, my main mentor and friend. And then leaving the denomination was, there was just deep anguish of soul over that, leaving people that I loved and dealing with criticisms in the community and the turmoil within the church that created. But I think, the hardest thing I've ever faced, of the things that I could say, I'll pick this one. A few years ago, a dear friend, sat in my office and, basically leveled me and our church with a criticism, and it went right to my soul as a curse. And at one level, I'm still processing that, and we're a couple years removed from this. So, but it was a criticism. And, what you need to understand about me as I'm put together personality-wise and sin patterns, I'm very much, kind of a team kind of guy. I keep the pack together. And so anybody who leaves the church, I feel that personally. As well, I'm a people pleaser. And so a word of criticism is... I just receive that at a very deeper level than some people, perhaps. But I let this word, and probably that's the best way to say it, I let this word become a curse over me and over us. And
I want to ask you to clarify that a little bit. I think I know exactly what you mean, but I want to make sure I do. What do you mean by that? What's the difference in when someone comes in and levels a criticism or where those words can actually be more of a curse? What's the difference?
Yeah, criticism, often there can be perhaps a constructive way out. Hey, here's a problem. Here's a way that maybe we could fix this. And of course the best is, hey, I'm on board with you to help, how can I be of help in this? A curse is more of, it goes to your identity and specifically your identity before God. And the way I took this word was that, God can't use you anymore. God's removed his blessing. And so basically it leaves you empty and feeling that even God's against me now. Mm-hmm. Right. And there's no hope for you. As I think that that place of hopelessness. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, what do I do? How do I work out of that? Yeah. Grace and the community of faith are so vital to working through failures and criticisms and setbacks in life. Grace and the community of faith. First of all, the grace of God. To realize that in Jesus Christ, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in him. And really having to believe that word. Hearing the criticism and saying, okay, what's true about it? And where did I take it in the wrong direction? They may not have meant it as that, by the way.
Right.
So I'm going to give them the benefit of that. They probably didn't mean it that way.
Yeah.
This person, right. But I took it that way. Mm-hmm. And so, grace. First of all, I had to ask, okay, is there any truth in this? And where the Holy Spirit said, yes, there's a truth here. This is true. I need to repent of that. But where there wasn't, I have to realize, Lord, the evil one's using false guilt here. And I need to be reminded of who I am, who we are as a church, your presence among us, and the grace that is ours in Jesus Christ. And so hiding myself in the grace of the Lord and also forgiving and setting that person in the grace of God. I was with a brother the other day, and he was talking about how difficult it was to let his mom go. She had died. And he was still grieving a year and a half later. And he said, finally, the Lord said, in release, you will find your healing. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wow, that's a really good word. In release, you will find your healing. And it's in release to me, giving your mom to me, mm-hmm. to Jesus. Let me have her, and you'll find your healing. And that's just such a powerful word for all these things. And so, you know, I've had to take this individual, this gentleman, and give him to Jesus, and not to curse him, not to wish him ill will or harm, but genuinely to commit him to Jesus. He belongs to the Lord, and it's not my place to judge him. Jesus, he's yours. There's nothing I can do or say anymore. And so I just give this gentleman to you. And Lord, would you work in his life? Because I can't anymore. But I pray you'll bless him and grow him deep in you. And so I need to release and bless. And I found healing in that. And that's all part of the grace of God. But the second aspect is community. Mm-hmm. And here's where I've shared specifics of this with just a small fraction of the community, some brothers and sisters that I walk with. And a lot of times it's the elders where I'll say, hey, I'm struggling with this. And I always find myself encouraged by our elders when they speak into, especially when we left the denomination and some of the other things that have happened, just the encouragement I draw from the elders here, encourage my soul and help me to see things correctly. So that's been part of my healing, and I that's part of the community, grace in the community of faith. I've got a couple brothers that I walk with very closely as well, and I've shared some more details of the struggle of my soul and had them pray for me. And in the midst of that, say, Richard, you know, this is not, if there's any curse there, it's not going to light, it's not going to set on you. because it's not true. And just to hear the affirmation of that. And then also, you know, process, well, if there is any shred of truth in this, okay, help me, you know, repent of this and work through this. So, but doing this, not on my own, but with brothers and sisters, the community of faith, and then the grace of God. So that's how I've worked through that issue and really all these issues. Mm-hmm. It truly comes down to the grace of God that we know in Jesus, who we are in Him, who He is for us, and then that community of faith gathered around us to encourage us, to help us see mm-hmm. what we're not seeing, receive our prayers of repentance, and to receive prayers of blessing from the community.
I appreciate you sharing that, Richard. I think all of us, we all of us, when we hear just the right words in just the right context, all of our worst fears just come flooding in. Our fears about ourselves, our fears about the universe. Maybe it's all much worse than we thought. Maybe the truth is that there's not a rainbow around the corner, but there's fire and brimstone, and it's a nightmare. There's a piece of us, I think, that's tempted toward that. And then when we hear just those right words, it can take us to that place. But I love that you said that you have to give that over to Jesus and give that person to Jesus. That's what we have to do with ourselves too, isn't it?
It is, and it it's not a one and done deal.
No, yeah.
Often it's not a one and done. And I found myself, I've seen this individual around town, and you know, all the emotion, yeah, feelings, right. and thoughts come back, and I have to, in that moment, mm-hmm. again, give them to Christ. And I must admit, you know, it's a lot easier now. It doesn't hurt like it did.
Yeah.
And so there's healing, grace heals us, but sometimes it's over time.
Sure.
With the pattern or the repetition of continually bringing this back to Christ, bringing this person back to Christ, praying for their blessing and you know, soaking in that grace, yeah. That's ours in Christ.
Yeah. I'll just add this thing to Richard, just to say that this is almost an aside, but this is acknowledgement of how hard the role of ministry can be. Not just for pastors like you, but for people who are in ministry, because you're just like the rest of us, right? And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you have things that happen, that, and you can be hurt by words that come from people, and things like that can happen. But at the same time, it's rarely ever going to be effective to openly talk about that. And so it's something you have to have a close group of people around you to help you with. And so thank you for enduring under that. It's a heavy burden you carry. We know that. I acknowledge that. And I'm grateful. And so I just want to encourage those who are listening, and not just Richard, but all of our ministerial staff here, just really need us to surround them and encourage them and really help them as they navigate these the burden of ministry. And then we need to yoke up and come alongside.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, I love being pastor of this congregation. I love this people, and it's such a privilege. Wow, what I get to do, things I get to see and hear and be part of. And I'm certainly not, I mean, we're talking about one incident.
Sure.
This is not a daily, weekly, monthly thing that happens. But the question was asked, the hardest thing.
Yeah,
and that's
good.
That's what I was trying to answer.
Well, normally I ask you to pray for us, but I'm actually going to pray for you
and our
staff.
I appreciate that.
Here. Heavenly Father, we're grateful for Richard and this group of folks who have committed themselves to this community and this congregation. And Lord, we know that this is not an easy calling. It's a difficult calling in many ways. So, Lord, we ask you to show us how we can best support and encourage them. We pray that you give them all that they need to carry forward day by day with this ministry and this work that's so important. And give us the eyes to see and the ears to hear where we can yoke up and come alongside and be supportive in that work. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.